Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, May 22nd, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Spotify was one of the first companies to take advantage of recent changes to the App Store guidelines. The company swiftly submitted a new version of its apps with links that make it easier for users to subscribe to Spotify Premium using external payment methods. In an amicus brief filed with the court this week in support of Epic Games, Spotify touts that it has already seen a measurable increase in premium subscription conversions thanks to these changes. Spotify says that the injunction has created substantial benefits for developers and, more importantly, consumers. Spotify says its internal data shows that its iOS app updates have already resulted in a significant increase in premium subscriptions. Apple's compliance has also enabled new product innovations that would not have been possible without the injunction. In the 2 weeks since Spotify updated its iOS app in accordance with the order, the rate of conversions from free to premium has remained relatively consistent on Android, while conversion among iOS users has increased substantially. Spotify says this strongly suggests that the increase is due to Apple complying with this injunction. The latest version of the Spotify app for iOS also now shows pricing details and promotional information, and it makes it even easier to purchase audiobooks in the app. As we've said before, Apple has requested a pause of the initial injunction, and it is also formally appealing the initial decision. In other news today, Microsoft has filed its own court amicus brief in support of Epic Games, and it blames Apple for its delay in opening an Xbox mobile store on iPhone. Microsoft had previously touted that it would launch its own online store for mobile gaming in July of last year, creating an alternative to the Google and Apple app stores on their respective platforms. This would include games from its own studios, including Candy Crush that was acquired by Activision, which was then acquired by Microsoft. The company said that at the time it would be a web store, which would be linked to from within its applications, mirroring the approach taken by Epic Games. Microsoft, however, says that this hasn't materialized, and it's because of Apple. The company says that it has been unable to implement linked out payments or even inform customers that alternative purchase methods exist because of Apple's anti-steering policies, which restrict Microsoft's communication to its users and pose a higher economic cost to Microsoft. Apple's changes to the App Store guidelines last week would allow Microsoft to do exactly this. Microsoft would be able to freely link out to alternative payment methods without paying Apple a commission whatsoever. The company's concern, however, is that the ruling only solves the problem for now. Apple has requested a pause of the injunction, and if it is granted that pause, then Microsoft would have to remove the app from the App Store altogether. For Microsoft, this would mean that it invested a lot of time, money, and effort into launching its app, only to have it be withdrawn very soon afterwards. Microsoft is clearly holding out for a more finalized solution in Apple's case with Epic Games before proceeding with this App Store. The question is how close we are to that actually coming to fruition. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze Computer Backup was built for Macs. It runs natively on macOS, seamlessly backing up all of your business-critical files in the background without slowing down performance. It's easy to manage and simple to restore. Lost a file? No problem. Quickly restore files from the cloud or even have a physical drive shipped to you for easy recovery. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively score 10% off at checkout with code 9to5daily. That's 9to5daily at checkout for 10% off. Just go to backblaze.com/buy to purchase now, or backblaze.com/9to5mac to create a trial account. My thanks to Backblaze for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Running out today, the countdown to WWDC is winding down, and we've talked a lot about what to expect from iOS 19, including its all-new design and a few new Apple Intelligence features. But what we haven't touched on much is macOS. At WWDC, Apple will unveil macOS 16, which is expected to bring a handful of new features to the Mac. In addition to the iOS 19 redesign, Bloomberg's Martin Gurman says that the same redesign will also extend to the Mac. The goal is to bring more consistency in design and navigation across Apple's platforms, So this means that things like icons, buttons, menus, and other UI elements will look and work more similarly across the Mac, iPhone, and iPad this fall. Next up, when joining a public Wi-Fi network, it's always annoying to encounter a special login screen pop-up. These pop-ups are tied to captive Wi-Fi network setups. What's worse, though, is when you need to go through this login process separately on your iPhone, Mac, and iPad. Thanks to an upgrade coming in macOS 16 and iOS 19, you'll be able to connect to a captive Wi-Fi on one device and have that connection instantly synced to your other devices with no extra steps involved. Meanwhile, Stage Manager is expected to get a big overhaul in iPadOS 19, and based on Apple's history with this feature, we should expect a lot of those same changes to also come to macOS 16. This should make the multitasking experience more consistent across the Mac and the iPad and more powerful. Finally, iOS 18 added a new vehicle motion cues feature to the iPhone and iPad, with Apple explaining that it discovered it could reduce motion sickness in the car by adding animated dots on screen that follow the movement of the vehicle. It sounds simplistic, but vehicle motion cues has been widely praised by a lot of iPhone users who generally suffer from motion sickness. Now, Apple has confirmed that this feature is also destined for the Mac, with vehicle motion cues coming as part of macOS 16. You can hit the link in the show notes to learn more about what to expect from the Mac this year, ahead of WWDC in June. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.